The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Onyame asumdue enka mu nyina. On our almanac, today is Health Sunday. Today is Health Sunday. Ye almanac so no ene ye apomuden kwesida. And so our theme for today is our holistic health care, the church's concern. Our holistic health care, the church's concern. Let us pray. Awurade Nyankopɔn, Yehowa Yesu, wa ɔbɔ ɔsoro na ɔbɔ asase. Na wohwɛ sɛ nnipa nyinaa bɛsom wo. Yɛda wase wakwan a wode ama yɛn nnɛ sɛ yɛmmra na yɛmmɛsom wo. Awurade, yɛsrɛ wo, bɛfa w'asomfoɔ mu na bɛkasa kyerɛ yɛn. Ɛyɛ honhom asɛm ne yɛde ba honam mu nti a na mma sɛ woanka yɛn ho a na ayɛ den. Nanso woka yɛn ho a yɛsene nkonimdifoɔ. Nti yɛsrɛ wo sɛ, Lord God Almighty, Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Take control. In the name of Jesus, we submit all powers unto you and we say, Lord, may your spirit reign as the word of God comes. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. In James chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, the Bible says, is any one of you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Amen. We are talking about the prayer of faith. And so we read about Abraham, who because of faith, he was counted as a righteous person. The Bible reading that we read was about Abraham, whom at a certain point in his life, he thought that he could not have any children. And so he thought his servant would be the one who would succeed him. But God told him that no, his own child will succeed him. God brought him out and showed him the stars and the moons and said, if you count the stars, if you can count them, that is the number that the descendants are going to be. And so, because of faith, God was able to turn what we human beings consider to be impossibility possible. Coming back to our theme of today, which is our holistic health care, the church's concern. In our world today, millions of people are exploring alternatives to traditional Western medicine. And this is called holistic health explosion. Adofonomo enne eya apomde kwesi da. Na onyame na ya som no no se wodi gidie esom no a. Enne ma wadwe ya wo se entimi nye adwuma no, otimi ema ne adwuma. Ya kenkan Abraham ho asem. Eka kosi se Abraham na ohwe ba bi a wodun na ohun se wani. Ti no nim se na kwa ene bedi na de. Nanso onyame ka kire ne se enye na kwa ne bedi na de. Ode ne ba abonten se on hwe eso. So betimi aka nsoma dodo a wosoro no a. Na saa na nasefo e betie. Ampa gidie nti Abraham de na na dwen so se enye yie no eye yie. Ama onyame ma olo ankasa ne ba. A na ye ati ha nyina ye Abraham asefo. Gidie kwan mu ena ne eye help day ye to aso ka se. Ewiase mu enipa bebre ehwehwe ekwan foforo a ye betimi afa so anya ya pomoden eche de enim a ye fra ne se Western medicine. Enuti bebre ye herbal medicine. Ebi hwehwe spiritual medicine. Ebi hwehwe so many things, so that they'll be able to be well. Holistic health is about caring for the whole person. This means providing for a person's physical, mental, spiritual, and social well-being. This is rooted in the understanding that all these aspects affect our overall health, and being unwell in one aspect affects all the other parts of the being. Say, you can holistic health care. Ah, and you can have a seminar. Actually, I say, Onipa doesn't need be a woman, we are saying, say, oh, baby, it was here. It affected the academy now. It's Onipa, we are away. What dream? Oh, 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 and even any power one woman now crying, saying, "Now, papa, a boy, I'm a poor man. It's me, a cosso." The idea, I'm going to say, "You're going to say, 'Oh, nipa, so who baby, a touch man, who baby touching ya, and affected the academy now.' For example, say, 'Say, uti ya oya, and I say, 'What yaria?' Oba who say, 'Esa uti na na yaria, we are in tino. Uti means sorry, a mom paye.'" But it will affect your spiritual aspect also. And holistic health care wants to take to every aspect of life in making sure, say, human beings are well. Now, let us take stress, for example. Though stress is a psychological response, it can also cause physical symptoms such as headache, trouble seeing, weight gain, and muscle pain. What the moment for BB is stress. So, oh, yeah, stress, a BB psychological. And so, a day psychological, no, a bet me amount, Tiare. A bet me amount when you cry, I told you I want to mean who I dear ye. I told you so, hold more. It's in my unipa, Biana Casano, because I want to oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Anna, it's me ma oti yao ewa unipa biemu. Even though stress no is psychological, but it may affect the physical part of the body. Meanwhile, your spirituality and your relationship can boost your mental and physical health. Studies show that having close friends can lower our blood pressure and reduce our stress levels, and can improve our chances of surviving cancer. I don't know what you say. Say, oh, you're nipa. Now, oh, and you're much less. Oh, and now for Papa Bia. Oh, no, what you make out to myself. Bibi to her, what you make us so much that wrong. And now for what you want me to do. Now, to me, no, my name here. Oh, was any penny Bia. A BBR, no, or blood level, no, or blood, high blood pressure, no, a buff from. Sana and Yemu Atremu Akokudru. Enna, se uwo eni papa, en woman ante, bibi tuwa, unya nipa, en womu ka. It's my stress na bausuno, a ko form. Na yumu chile se, it's my onipampo, a survival cancer. Holistic healthcare providers address a wide variety of wellness concerns, and they use a wide variety of clinical proven therapies from surgery and pharmaceuticals to dietary changes and exercise plans to psychological and spiritual counseling. Omoye holistic healthcare providers, no, se oko omonche na se oko kan wo yare ana bibia e course oni padua mu. Apart from the woman named medically, you know, almost try say, Ombeshes only panel, what did the Democrat say? Would diet at the end of Uji? I feel so. Sometimes they will even recommend, say, a so yeah exercise. Sometimes, so, only to me, like I said, who mono, yeah, counseling. Anna, at times, so, Oma Yusu. Bibi ti say, o meti ma ka to say, se ni o situation ti, se ni o yare ti e de, hear bibi to say massage, acupuncture, yoga, and even meditation. So for example, if you are experiencing a chronic pain, a holistic healthcare provider might prescribe medications or recommend surgery to repair any injury. But they will also recommend that you increase your endorphins naturally by getting more exercise. As I said, holistic health care, I per se, it covers every aspect of any pediano, uhumumu, hunamu, wajimu, BBNT. So what the BB echo holistic health care providers no one. Apart from say, omu be ye diagnosis, no maka se be a deal when they cost no. Omu to be suggesting them be bray at the mount. Say be a, the air cost with ye, if you say, who's the sa the way I would did it, and there might be a honeyman says it would did, and so true who feel there may be more. It can help. Because one day we may call hospital, while I was there, doctor now buy our terminal, or say, you see, it's better you eat brown bread, and then you check the portions, you check this. Na kese oke kan na oke kan to we can we are in the business of massa. It is the working in as over Africa, where you don't even know where your next meal is coming at. How can you do? How can you go through all this? And like I said, we are not talking about Africa. We are talking about America because we are in America. People of God, sir. As I said, any person you share, any pana pomidi, humuma pomidi, na juma pomidi, ni BBNT no. Whenever you go to hospital, they diagnose you with whatever they want to diagnose you. Then they prescribe so many things beside the traditional medicine that we know. Sometimes they go about even prescribing that you do some yoga exercise. They go about prescribing that maybe you do some transcendental meditations, and all this will help in curing the person. But according to the American Holistic Society Association, ancient traditions as far back as 5,000 years ago in India and China stressed living a healthy way of life in harmony with nature. Socrates, who lived in 4 BC, also warned against treating only one part of the human body, saying that, for the part can never be well unless the whole is well. American Society of Holistic Association for Children said, "Say onipa, uba shawo hon yi yeno." It goes as far back as to 5,000 years ago. Now, it started so many times over India and China. Now, one of the earlier ancient scholars, also can say, onipa, one part of your being, it affects all the others. So if your spirituality doesn't go on well, it will affect your physical being. Say, oh, woman, some enquiry. We need to be an ankasano will be affected. And the SO ni power, apart from so better what you over here, woman, some what show ni pediano, and sending to me a kaboom and sana unipediano at me alia. And we know from scripture, say, maximization of our health is certainly in line with scriptures. Se onipa obehwe wapom din yie no. Trust am so eka sa. Because the Bible is clear that we are to take good care of our bodies because they are the temple of the Holy Spirit. As we can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20. Trust someone who said, Onipa, I said, Onipa, Bianca, Sano, Oshen Yi. If you say we need to no, I have no control no. As for a dime, it is so share in the Peruvian year. There are many verses in the Bible that speaks of using medical treatments, such as applying bandage and ointment, as we can find in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6. So onipa, we are here, we no one share with the Peruvian Bible, no, so many verses, e wo mu a, e ka saa asabeti saa. Ebi ni say Isaiah 1:6 na, or talk about say, ye ni pedia sometimes you should apply ointment. And James 5:14 na meka e no, e no talk say obi yare a, onfra aso mpanifo na ye nsra ne wo. So we hear Luke chapter 10 na, he also talks about the use of oil and wine. Now so we hear Ecclesiastes chapter 47 verse 2 a, and also say yemfa ahaban eni nema ensa enipa yare. And a man for verse I'm on paper 1 Timothy 5:23. Or say we need phone in tea. Ma onu musu onkwa. Enti Timothy mama dey say obenum wine kakra. And then we also talks about the balm of Gilead, which is found in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 20. 22. So, what's your Bible? There are so many things I often say. When you put energy, when you put up on the day, there are so many verses in the Bible. I can't say that you are a son of your real. If you say, so here is our 169 or Cassian for ointment, or here James or Cassian for oil, and Sla or Yarrow for, so here Lucas, Lucas who talk about wine, any oil, I am fan Sla Yarrow for Mumunya, my other son. Ezekiel says, "I am far and have been and sat in the fire." And now, Timothy, so you see, the fruity man will no more soon go on no more tempiano or no more wine, kakra, and far wine, kakra, and far and come. When we did that, see, Pepe say, all these things that we are talking about today will constitute part of what we call holistic treatment. Again, holistic health care was part of Jesus' ministry. When Jesus was here on earth, he healed so many people. He healed those who were possessed by demons. That means he healed people psychologically, spiritually, and physically. And that is what we're talking about, holistic health care. Also, Jesus, he healed so many people. We know of the woman with the issue of blood. We know of the guy who had been at by the pool of Bethesda for 38 good years. We know of Peter's mother who was sick with fever. When Jesus was here, he healed all of them. So today, being Health Day, we are talking about taking good care of our bodies. Sometimes when we are sick, we tend to forget that the God that we serve is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. You know, sometimes doctors can give somebody about a week to live. But when that person prays, God can heal the person and let him live so many years. I know of a guy who went to the hospital and the doctor told him that he has only 1 week to live. And he said, "Doctor, I am not accepting what you are saying. And because of that, I'm even going to change you from being my doctor. Because I have a great physician who I know can heal me." As for me, 2006. Meanwhile, Onipana Mekan Otiasene. Because of the faith that he had in Jesus. So, no matter what we are going through, today we read about faith in Hebrews. And all that we are saying is that the Lord God that we are serving, he can heal you no matter the situation. All that you have to do is to put your faith in him. Despite all that I have said, there are certain concerns which makes the church look at holistic health care. Certain specific practices within the holistic health care should be evaluated on an individual basis. This is because some of what is practiced as holistic health care is in conflict with scripture and may even become an open door to demonic infestation. Adofonumo, the Akan in our say, and people are looking for alternatives to traditional medicine. In Germany, so that we can heal the whole person, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, the everything. Because of that, you know, and then we are looking at so many angles just to get healing because we want to heal the totality of the person. But the Amma Asore no aye concern anything. And the Amma no holistic healthcare for Adi Akahono, Bibri and Ne Namisem Ebobra. Bebre doesn't go with scripture. Fanesel, because people want to heal themselves physically and spiritually, people go to other places where they give them certain treatments spiritually, which does not go with scripture. It is no wonder that somewhere in South Africa, some people were made to go and eat grass just to heal them spiritually. Something like this does not go with scripture. That's why we want to say that not everything that the holistic healthcare are doing is in line with scripture. So the church has become very much concerned. Again, when I was talking earlier, I said that now medical practitioners in holistic healthcare can ask people to practice yoga and even transcendental meditation as part of their healing process. But this yoga and transcendental medication, they don't go in line with scripture. So the church is much concerned that even though you want to use the totality of everything to heal the whole body, we must be very cautious of what we do. I don't feel the American say, essence say, holistic health care, a per se, you're healing in that wise. I'm not only never be brave, I can't come home, over hospital, crown, and no one say, holistic health care provider, I bet you say, go and practice some form of yoga. And I say, go and do transcendental meditation. Well, as a transcendental meditation, enipa eyeno. It means he said, "O transe, now what you do? Now you, I said, oh man, what do you free? Sir, if we ask you, mu, what do you feel? Now me say, so what do you feel? Be as thinking, say, to me be nebe ti niaba be bo. Now so one we here, we here nebe ba ni say, humbo nebe ba betra umu, because of sir enyama na ukwako yeno. That is why the church is very much concerned about this kind of holistic healing process. For example, say, you move a brave one, maybe you choose to say, after school program for our children. After school program for our children, here say, Edia Kalano Kose, Onkosia Karat, Onkosia Taekwondo, Onkosia Yoga, Onkosia Way. But do we sit down and assess? Akolano, maybe a woman, they already be fear. He's living with you as a very good child. But baby, I wouldn't be call. Say after school program, you know, I call back, you know. No, I demonic infested. I feel and you don't know where that is coming from. And the church is much concerned. Say we should take very good care of whatever we ask this holistic practitioners actors to do, because say we are Christian in here to practice yoga. That's all called practicing yoga now. You don't know what that meditation is going to bring upon your physical life. That is why the church is much concerned. People of God, it also leaves us open to deception. Most of the things that the holistic healthcare providers access to do leads us to deception. It also leads us open to what the enemy of God wants to achieve in our life. We all know in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, that there is an enemy of God who wants to win us to his side, and that he does all his work through deception. And so as Christians, we are to be very careful. We are to be very careful. Now, the main one is say onipa say oyarea. Say nipa yarea. Ebo ha prekopa na na ni wura fi say nyame bi ho krobet masale yarea. Say onipa yarea. Bibi e beka say onye bia no wo hun say oyɛ. Enya nwanwa say obi yare. Enti oyɛ doctor oyɛ professor. And so beko ma obi a onko school da kro to the Nigerian pampam. Just because our son are spiritually. People of God, we must be very careful of what we do. You see, for Christians, if we want to meditate, then it means we are to meditate on the word of God. We are not to meditate transcendentally as the Hindus and the other religions do. Because if we imitate them because of holistic health care, then it means we are going off the scripture. We are going off what God wants us to do. It is high time as Christians we accept the fact that there is holistic health care which talks about the totality of our health. But we should be cautious, and everything that we need to do is for us to concentrate on our God, his attributes, and on the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is the greatest physician. And his name is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. People of God, today, I've prayed to you that we know that in the world today, we are looking for everything that can heal us. But it is not everything that we are looking for that can help us. Yeah, when you make ho kwan na so enye nyina ana eye maye. The church is very much concerned and wants Christians to take their God very serious, and whatever somebody asks them to practice anything, they should look at whatever we are being asked to practice in line with scripture and to know whether it is scripturally good or bad. And then we should follow that. May the Lord God Almighty add his blessings unto what we have heard today. Bow down your head and let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, our God, we thank you that you have brought our attention to the fact that today we have holistic health care, which talks about healing the totality of the person. But Lord, in trying to heal the totality of the person, certain things have been brought in, like yoga, transcendental meditation, acupuncture, etc., etc., taekwondo, and the rest. But Lord, we pray that you direct us. Holy Spirit, you are the one who directs the footsteps of your children. Father, direct us wherever we go, so that we may know what is from you and what is not from you. That we may know what is good for us and what is not good for us. So that in the end, glory and honor will be upon you. We thank you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.